Welcome back to Yahoo Finance. Well, the Container Store was a big winner during the height of the pandemic as more people invested in their homes. But as things open up and as prices climb due to red-hot inflation, there are headwinds. Here to discuss its latest earnings and outlook, let's bring in Container Store CEO Satish Malhotra. Satish, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate the time. So the stock has taken quite a big hit on fiscal third quarter 2021 results. It's down a little bit today as well. Just want to go through some of the numbers from your earnings report. Consolidated net sales came in at $267 million. That's down about 3% year over year, but it is up about 17% compared to 2019. Adjusted EPS down year over year as well at about 28 cents. General merchandise sales down. Closet sales were also flat, and gross margins were about 57%, also a little bit lower on online sales. So paint the picture for us, because there were definitely some challenges that you were dealing with.
Yeah, and thank you for having me on. Listen, we look at our business really quarter by quarter compared to fiscal 2019. We feel that 2019 is a solid foundation to really look at our results. And I will tell you, Q3 was indicative of the performance we've had in Q1 and Q2, where we're seeing our growth almost around 17% consistently every quarter. We're seeing great growths when we think about our custom closet business, which is almost around 20% consistently in Q1, 2, and 3, as well as experiencing double-digit growths in our general merchandise categories as well, consistently in Q1, 2, and 3. And so, you know, I don't try to speculate what the market's trying to uncover here, but what I can tell you is that our performance continues to perform exactly as we expect, if not actually better than what we expect. And it's largely due to all the efforts that we've been taking this entire year. You know, fiscal 21 for us is very much a foundational year for us as we look to build on our strengths, both in our brick and mortar business and in our e-commerce business. And we're seeing great results from that. It's going to really allow us to capitalize as we move into not only our Q4 performance, but into fiscal 2022 as well.
And then how are you enhancing some of the e-commerce experience for your customers? Because I know you're introducing a mobile app, for example, and you're also starting to accept PayPal as a form of payment.
That's correct. I would say, you know, as we started fiscal 21, our e-commerce experience was a bit clunky. We really tried to dissect how we could improve our performance for our customers, whether it was an improvement in our site speed, search capabilities, rating and reviews, as well as putting in new functionality, such as saving your favorites and also introducing smart filtering. All of those truly enhance the online experience. And no doubt we've added additional features, such as through Narvar, where you're able to get transparent information about where your order is, adding Afterpay, which allows you to kind of split up your purchases and pay over time, and now with PayPal. So it's been a long journey. We've not done yet. There's still a lot more to be done in terms of improving our e-commerce experience, including, as you mentioned, our mobile app, which we're super excited about to be able to deliver by the end of fiscal 21, as well as our new loyalty program, which I think is also going to really enhance our ability to not only attract new customers, but also, you know, really reward those customers that have been with us for decades plus.
And then what are some of the strategic improvements that you've made and that you have planned coming up? I know more Marie Kondo material is also in the pipeline for you guys.
Yeah, but we have a lot of things coming up in the pipeline. In terms of actually our product, we continue to invest in our private label business, which is more than 50% of our SKUs. We're investing in sustainable products. We have now 1,600 of our SKUs that are now sustainable in nature. With that, we are adding 100 new Marie Kondo SKUs, largely in the Soji collection and the Hikidashi collection as well. We've got a new jewelry box collection that's coming up as well. Consumers really love the look and feel and feature of the Marie Kondo line, and we're happy to extend that assortment. You know, we continue to focus as well on our kitchen and storage, as well as our closet lines as well, which, you know, have been doing incredibly well for us, and that's at full price too. So, you know, got a lot in store. I was super excited to be able to bring that to our customers. and let them to fully immerse themselves in what we have to offer. And I think that's been one of the big differences we've made in fiscal 21 as well, is that we've really allowed our specialists, our trained specialists, to come on the selling floor and really engage with our customers and help them with their projects or their issues that they may be having, so that they can find the right product to fit with specialized services, so they can feel comfortable around the purchases that they're making.
And Satish, really quickly, only 10 seconds left. I was interested, you commissioned a third-party pay equity study. What prompted that?
Just really our continued efforts about becoming an employer of choice. And as you know, earlier this year, fiscal year, we went out and made the statement of that we are going to be having a minimum wage at $15. And that was the first kind of step in us becoming an employer of choice. Doing an equity study so that we can ensure that we're paying all of our employees fairly and equitably, completed that study, and we'll make some small modifications based on the results that we saw, as well as putting forth some really great training programs, our foundational programs that we have in place, so people can come to the Container Store and really feel that they can have a long-lasting career with us, and it's not just a job, which is why we started our fiscal 21 really ensuring that everyone was aligned with our purpose, and our purpose of being transforming lives through the power of organization, because we feel that it's such a transformational moment when we can take consumers from where they are today in their kind of chaotic lifestyles, dealing with clutter in their homes, and for them to truly immerse and experience those transformative impacts that we can deliver for them.
Okay, we will have to leave it there. So many more questions, but we will have you back next time. Satish Malhotra, Container Store CEO. Thank you so much.